The Brady Report.
It is a Friday morning at a Brady. G'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Let's go to Portugal.
Well, yes, wouldn't it be lovely, Milsey? Big, big summer destination for British holidaymakers, but it's really interesting what's happened here in the past few hours. So the virus has been rising in parts of Portugal, and the government has been keeping an eye on it. Herein is the problem. We've got four different governments in the United Kingdom: Wales, Scotland, England, and Northern Ireland. And get this, Portugal has just been put on the quarantine list by the Scottish government and the Welsh government, meaning that any Scottish or Welsh holidaymakers coming back from Portugal will have to go into quarantine for 14 days. England has decided not to put Portugal on the quarantine list. So you've got a situation where English holidaymakers flying back from the exact same country can go straight back to work. Everyone in Wales and Scotland, if they've been in Portugal, stay at home, please.
Right, okay. Well, it's an interesting way of doing it. Time will tell whether it works. James Bond, 007, the new release.
Yep, the trailer has dropped, Milsey, all 2 minutes and 34 seconds of it. No Time to Die is the name of the movie. 4 years on from Spectre. Remember, this should have been out ages ago, but they had an issue with the director, Danny Boyle, creative differences. He left in 2018. And of course, guess what happens earlier this year? A pandemic strikes. So, yeah, cinema industry in the UK certainly very excited about Bond being released on November the 12th. The hope is the lure of 007 will be enough to get people sitting in seats again in the cinema in the dark.
Hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later for all you guys. We've got a little bit of that here, which we're very blessed to have. Mate, you take care. Have a wonderful weekend. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll talk again on Monday.
We will. Have a good one, guys.